Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are on.
I'm extra caffeinated right now.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I have not been sleeping well.
You look cute.
No, thanks.
So I will say this, though. As soon as your video came on, I just glanced at your jacket. But you know what I thought you were wearing?
What?
I thought you were wearing those, like, really cute pajamas that have like the top and bottom that like button up.
The matching. Yeah. No, you've seen my pajamas.
Because I see your zipper, it's black. And then I immediately thought that that was like the edging. You mean, sometimes like the edge of like those like top bottom pajamas that have like buttons and a collar have like a different color on the edge.
Yeah. Well, you know me, that's not what I wear to bed.
My first thought when your video turned on was like, oh no, I didn't get it to pajama video memo.
Anyway, hey guys, welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah, I am in Utah. Gina is in California. So we are Zooming. We're Zooming because I've noticed that people prefer the Zoom video over the Skype video. So we listen. We listen.
We listen. We take direction.
Yeah, we take direction.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Oh, man.
I saw you're doing this challenge thing. What the fuck?
I'm trying.
explain to everybody what you're doing.
Okay. So when I got back to Utah, I went in for, we were filming. So as soon as I got back the following day, we started filming some more demo videos for the Naked Training app. You guys, nakedtraining.app. We're about to launch the new app and it's so sick. Jake and Sunny were talking about how all of them are doing a competition. So our naked challenge, it's an 8-week challenge. People are finishing it right now. This is a challenge that they started doing in a way for all, like the whole team and some friends that all work at the gym and in the office to have a friendly competition to get in shape. And there's a handful of people that are doing it, and it's basically 8 weeks to winner is who loses the most percent of body fat.
Oof.
So there are people that are doing it that don't have, like, they're not, they're clearly not going to win, right? They have, you know, they want to tone up or lean out a little bit, lose a little bit of the, you know, COVID, my case, like, you know, some people put on more weight than others during COVID, but.
Right.
So what Jake did is they've put a safe zone number. So for people that are trying to, you know, get in shape, lose body fat, the number you have to hit to be safe so you don't lose is, I think it's 10.5 for guys and 15.5 for girls. But if you don't have very much to lose to hit that number.
Yeah, because I have a feeling with that group of people, there's not that much.
Well, there is a handful of people that have more than like a few percents to lose.
Okay.
But if you only had, like, for instance, Jake, so they had all already gone and got tested. So when I got here, I was like, I mean, I'll do it, really, just because when a whole group of people are committing to that together, it makes it more fun for you, and everyone's going to hold each other accountable a lot more, right? And me and Jake have talked about it too. When you are training to prepare for something, whether it's a competition or, you know, if you're doing a bodybuilding show or you're going to do a race or you're going to do a marathon, some people's mindsets, when you have something that you're trying to be ready for, it's a lot easier for you to really stay on task and commit to that. When it turns into, especially when you're already like an athlete, right? When it turns into, in my case, doing the same thing you've been doing for years, but it's not, now you're not training for performance with a competition in mind. And then you come off of COVID where the whole year has been pretty much like this for me. Why?
Right.
Why?
Right.
It's harder to really be in it and stay in it because you're just doing it just because that's what you want. But when you add the competition factor, or you're doing it as a group with a goal and we're all doing it together, it's a whole nother level of, it's easier to be committed. It's fun. It makes it fun. So
did Jake,
we did the bod pod.
Did you guys talk about when you come back here, how you're not allowed to hang out with me?
I don't think that he is going to say that to me because he would want to sabotage me.
He's all, yes, go visit Gina.
They had all done the bod pods. So there's like different ways to test your body fat. I don't know all of them, but you can do caliper testing. You know, there's people that have your scales all tell you what your body fat is, which is complete bullshit.
Those are terrible, by the way.
Awful.
It's oh my
awful.
God. And it's so humiliating, I would say, to have somebody like pinch your fat. I remember years ago, I went in with, local gym here. And I was working out with this trainer, and he would do that to me. And it was just humiliating. And I remember one time him pinching it. And I said, well, do you think some of that is just, you know, it's just skin or from having a kid? And he goes, no, it's fat. I was like, okay, sorry, but go ahead.
Like, all right. You're like, well, be brutally honest. yeah. But there's like the water tank where you get in the tank, you go underwater and you let out all your air. And I think that it has to do with, it's obviously, water displacement, weight, a lot of things like that. I don't know how that really works, but I know that to do
it.
Have
you done that one?
No.
I've done it.
You have? Okay, explain it.
Well, I don't know a ton about it, but you basically go in. My ex, Nico, he had a guy come. They had this mobile one, and he came to the house.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, and he came to the house one time, and everybody was having this challenge when we used to have the gym at our house. And basically it's a water tank. You have to blow all of your air out as much as you can. And then you have to stay under and keep blowing. And they yell at you, blow.
You're like, blah, blah.
And it's so weird because you're not having to hold your breath for that long, but it's a little terrifying. It's not natural to blow all of your air out before you get in and to continue blowing your air out.
So they make you do it before you get in?
So you take this big, deep breath, then you try to blow all of your air out. And then when you get in it, you float there and they're yelling at you to blow more. So you're trying to get as much air out as possible so you can get a better reading. Yeah. Because I guess as much the air and will count as, I don't know if it counts as body fat, but it's less, I guess, I don't know. I don't know why they do that. But anyway, so it's a little weird.
I always enjoyed when I was little. I mean, I would do it as an adult, actually. So I'd like to do this. I like to go underwater and let all my air out and lay on the bottom of the pool.
Of course you do. I'm over here talking about how I'm terrified to do
it.
Do it for fun.
But I'm thinking like when I get, you know, I go underwater and I go to the bottom and I let all my air out and I lay down there. I feel like it'd be different for me to have to be out of the water, let all of my air out, and then go underwater and then continue to be like.
Right. I mean, it's not like you're going to drown. You're in, you know, maybe 4 feet of water, but it's just that weird feeling of, oh my gosh, I have no air left. Yeah. And the guy yelling at you.
I've done the DEXA scan, which it was a, I mean, I haven't, I did it. I've only had my body fat tested like one of these ways. Well, now twice, but it was the DEXA scan. You lay on this table, hold really still. And it's almost like a, almost feels like you're a part of like a Xerox machine. Like it has this thing that kind of scans over your body really, really slow. And I guess that there's a small amount of radiation that happens with it. I mean, I'm sure it's like really small amount. I mean, we get cooked a little bit every time we go to the airport. You walk through a cooker. When you leave, you walk through a cooker. It's like
stand in front of the microwave.
This master plan to like slowly decrease population.
Right.
You ever thought about that? No. We're just slowly dying because they're just putting radiation on us. But it scans you like that. I remember when I did that, you get like this full, like all these papers, all this information. But one of them, it's a picture of a body and then it's all different colors. It's almost like, you know, if you look at like a heat map.
Yeah. Like a heat sensor.
It looks like that. And different things are different colors. So like red is muscle. Deep red is like more pure muscle. And then like think like more light red to yellow is fat.
So you're like, see, these are my problem areas.
Yes. You can see exactly where you carry most of your weight.
Right.
Things like that. And then you have to take into account like organ fat. You take into account that. So like in your percentages you get, you take into account organ fat. Part of your weight is like bones. Things like that.
I would be frightened to see my liver on that.
It's like
just fatty liver.
So you can't actually see your organs. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
But we did the BOD pod. I actually was looking up to see if they even had a DEXA scan down here, and I don't think that they do. But the BOD pod is, it looks like a little spaceship that you get into. It looks like almost like an egg type thing. They open it up, you get in and sit down. They close it and there's a window. One of the questions the guy asked me first is like, are you claustrophobic? And I was like, no, I'm fine. He's like, some people that, you know, struggle with like MRIs, you know, get a little bit claustrophobic. There's a big window. So you're not just like staring at a white wall and you're in there and you just hold still and you can breathe normally. And it kind of makes a sound like an MRI machine, like a little bit. And then they do it a couple times. Sometimes the computer needs to do it an extra time. He said the DEXA scan is by far the most accurate. But at their facility here, it's out of like the hospital. It's like a whole separate building for like sport and performance. It's downstairs, and it's actually really cool. I went in, and I think it was called Live Well. Anyways, you went in and they have like a little gym back there. So people that come there to like speak with like a nutritionist or like, you know, health and wellness doctors, you can get these scans and then create a plan. And they probably help and coach people of all ages with like diet, and they have trainers in there and a big like little gym. So I did that, and I was 16.3% body fat.
Yeah. Just muscles.
And a little extra softness.
I don't think that's bad.
No, it's not. So for me, and like Jake was same thing, their goal is 10.5 for men. And I think he ended up 11 point something. And Sunny, his wife, she even says, she's like, dude, I was surprised that he was as lean as he was. He's a big, thick guy.
Muscle.
Yeah. And he loses weight so fast. It's like, so okay. Annoying. It's like, okay, you're going to be. So he, for him, like, because he was.
Cut some soda out.
Yeah. 11 point something. And so for him to only have to try and get to 10.5 to be safe isn't really fair. You know, we've got some people that are at 24 or 25, you know, in like low 20s. So he's having to get to 8, I think, to be safe. However, the losers have to do something that Jake's going to do anyways, that he loves. Apparently it's a 10-mile run. Not excited about that.
You want,
I was like, is there a, can we make sure there's some like Gatorade stations? You know,
just,
yeah. Just walk 1 mile, hang out, make you like drive next to me or like ride a bike with me.
Drinking booch craft.
But it's a 10-mile run, and then you have to swim across and back one of the lakes here.
Jesus.
And then Sunny added this part because she said Jake loves all the other stuff. He loves that. That pumps him up to do that. So she said you have to eat something you hate the most, something that you absolutely hate. And Jake likes everything. He'll eat anything. So he has to eat their dog's dog food.
Oh my God.
Which he'll do because it's like, it's human grade. Right. It's like the like fresh, it's made out of all, there's no like added anything weirdness. It's all just like cooked in a way where it's all kind of mushed together. Like that.
Remember when you ate a little chunk of Maggie's dog food on accident?
Yes. Yeah, I do. It was nasty.
I think we talked about it on another one. I thought it was a little chunk of ground turkey or something.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was like something that I had dropped on the floor, and I was like, it's my house. Like if it were Gina's house, I would eat it off the floor. So I think that my number I'm supposed to try and hit. It's so funny because I thought it was 13.5. And then, I'm going to be so honest with you guys, Jake said it's 12.
Oh.
And he goes, but I don't think that you should share that, like that number with, you know, like on social with your whole, like your audience, because some people might,
they just might like it's too low. Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm not going to. he told me that after, but to be totally frank, the leanest I've ever been, when I did the DEXA scan and we took into account organ fat was like 9.
Oh, okay.
And at that percentage, I did not have my menstrual cycle. And then the tiny difference that we made was I added fat into my diet and I immediately got my menstrual cycle back. So at like 12, if I was even able to hit that safe number, because quite frankly, I don't know if I am willing to train as much as I would need to hit
get that there.
Yeah. Especially with like the lower percent of body fat, it's so much harder.
Right.
To
right.
lose more. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I'm just mentally preparing myself for like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to be training and I'm looking, you know, work doing my diet and cutting out booze.
Oh no.
I'll
see you after the challenge. How's like that?
I'm doing this. So regardless, like worst case scenario already, I feel better. I'm, you know, back to training a ton I'll be lifting. So just feeling strong. And I have to run 10 miles and swim across the lake and eat something kind of crappy. Like, although I did swallow an entire raw egg. So I could just tell him like, I hate raw eggs. And I'll be like, yeah, put them in a cup. I'll drink them right now.
Why'd you drink a raw egg?
You were with me. It was for our cooking show. Do you remember?
Oh, I do remember that. I thought you meant recently. I'm like, why?
No.
Oh, okay. God, you did do that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So yeah, it's, I'm just really sore. It's actually really fun because, so my sister, Lacey's been coming over. I've been training with her in the morning at my mom's house. And then I'll go and do a conditioning session out in the afternoon with Jake and like and the other guys, Jake, Alex, Tyson, Brody. So it's been really fun. She comes over in the morning. I slowly get moving. My allergies have been so bad. And then we lift and do some stuff in the garage and do a little conditioning that's part of the Naked program. We're just following the Naked training program, which she's been following for a few years now. Yeah, and it's fun because she, you know, coming off of COVID in a weird year and everyone wants to just kind of try and, you know,
get back
at it. Yeah. Especially with
things being more open and gyms available. And for her, I mean, she's got four kids. And did you see my Instagram the other day? She came over for work. She came over to work out.
I don't know.
But she had to bring, she was watching our other sister's two little boys.
Oh, I think I did see it. Yeah.
And so we had the dogs and then we had baby Drew. And then we had Jax and we're doing it, but it was so funny. She was taking Drew inside. Oh, and we had my cousin's new little baby girl.
Oh, she's sleeping.
What's her name again?
Maisie.
That's right.
And my mom just had her knee scoped. So she's inside.
Oh,
little knee surgery. Anyways, I was out there and I'm thinking, I put my Instagram. I was like, you guys, I commend people with children that are trying to, that are like hitting the gym and getting it in and figuring it out because
it's hard,
man. It's hard.
Yeah.
At one point we had one day, we didn't have the boys, but Lacey watches Maisie for Lindsay while she works. And we had her in the gym and she was just in her car seat and she was sleeping, or like trying to keep her asleep. And so we were doing some warm ups with like planks, and I grabbed a band and I hooked it through like this front little hoop, like hook on her car seat. And I had it over by me for plank, and I would just put it on my finger and just go like this.
Pull it back and forth to rock.
Yeah. So she was rocking.
So that's pretty smart.
Dude. Super parents are innovative. You gotta be.
Yep. I was telling you before, this is actually terrible. I love that you're talking about like working out and this is what it brings to mind. But I used to watch my nephew every Thursday while my sister worked, and we had a beach entry pool, and we had a shallow end that was separated from the deep end. It had like a little wall in there. You remember?
Yeah, my mom calls those Shamu shelves.
Yeah, yeah, we had one of those. And it was super shallow in that area. And we had a palm tree, and I would tie my nephew. He would be in his walker, and I would tie him to the tree so he could walk around in the shallow end while I sat there with my girlfriends having cocktails.
Innovation at its finest.
wasn't drunk, but so yeah, my sister came home for lunch one time and she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, he's fine, he's safe, I'm watching him. he's just walking around in there.
My mom says my brother's the oldest and they used to go to like a pool. Mm-hmm. And she said that he was not scared of anything, but he had these like really flat feet. And she said that she would just do this over and over with him. He'd get in the pool and there's like kids everywhere, and he would walk and his feet would stick. He was so dense. His feet would just stick to the bottom of the pool. And so he'd be walking under water. Yes. And so she'd go over and she'd reach in, pull him out, walk back, and just let him do it again.
But he walked to when he was like underwater.
Oh yeah. And just kept going. And then she'd reach in and grab him and take him back.
Just walking at the bottom of the pool. Can you imagine like swimming around? You just see this kid walking on the bottom of the pool. Where the hell did this kid come from? Ruby was the worst.
He's just underwater. Like,
Ruby was so fearless. And I remember going to my cousin's pool, and Ruby would always just run and jump in. She couldn't swim. She's a toddler. And my cousin one time, she's like, well, just let her do it one time. She'll learn. She'll go under and won't be able to breathe and she'll learn. And I said, I don't think so. And Ruby, I would pull her, I let her go. She sunk, grabbed her out, put her, you know, she's like sputtering and coughing, set her down again, ran, sunk. I mean, she would do it over and over and over again. I was like, what is up with this kid?
Lacey has some kids like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's like the kid that would put her hand on the stove and be like, out, 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 like over and over and over again. Or mess with the cat that kept scratching her, or, you know, a little crazy one.
Dude, it's little kids like that. That's why people with pools need to have the fence around the pool. We have the big pool cover that, I mean, if it was like a kid, if they like fell on the pool cover,
right,
it wouldn't go through. Like the dogs run on it all the time. And it like, sounds like a waterbed.
Right.
Yeah. Maggie gets out there.
Yeah,
my allergies have been kicking my butt.
Dude, mine too. Terrible.
I wake up in the morning and I sleep with a humidifier by my bed. It's dry in Utah.
If anyone's watched this, they've seen your old lady setup. The nightstand from the senior center.
Yeah. I did clean it up a little bit, you know, got rid of the things I didn't need. Still some things on there.
There's a lot of things, I bet.
I've got foot lotion. It's foot cream. It's actually diabetic foot cream.
Oh.
My aunt's diabetic, but my mom found it's like works really, really good.
Oh, I need to use that.
Yeah. Forgot what I was going to say.
allergies.
Oh, here we go. I sleep with a humidifier I put on at night. Because I'm, you know, it's dry. And I've been waking up in the morning, headache. Feeling, basically just feeling extremely hungover.
Yeah.
Without without
the fun
drinking.
Yeah.
And I, you know, my body hurts and then my head's all like, it's congested.
It's so dry there.
Oh yeah. I usually like hobble downstairs, get a Zyrtec, an ibuprofen, coffee. It takes me like a half hour to like fill any amount better. Yeah.
Just hawking up lugs.
Yeah. Just like, let's go to the gym.
Sounds great.
No, I've been doing good. I've been like so stressed about the house.
I bet.
So stressed.
Yeah. Well, it's so tough when you're not here too.
Well, just so many questions. Like, is this a smart idea? Am I making a huge mistake? Am I making a huge mistake? And I might be, you know,
I don't think so.
And I'll unfortunately have to learn from it. I told my mom, you guys, my mom, even like me living here or when she was out in California, right, visiting, if I were getting something and I'll be paying, she goes, well, I can get that. And I keep telling her, I'm like, Mom, no, I can do it. I'm like, because there's going to come a time, I'm sure of it, where I'm going to really need your help. So I don't want you to pay for anything for me, because at some point I need to know when I do ask for your help, I know that I haven't just been taking your help all this time.
You're like, cause there's going to be a time.
I was having like a full on breakdown. Well, and I started my period. So like, you know, a lot of things, but then a lot of stuff was going on. I had a terrible day the other day. And I'm just having a horrible day. And my mom's just like, I don't know how you do it. And I was like, Mom, I don't know how to do it. And I said to her, I was like so upset. And I was like, Mom, that day might come sooner than we thought.
I know. It's rough. Yeah. It's scary buying a house.
Oh, man.
I remember doing this house and I kept thinking the same thing right after I bought it. And there was just so much work to do and I was so stressed out and I just kept thinking, oh, I made a huge mistake. But, you know, now I'm in it and owe a ton of money. Could lose it. No, just kidding. Hopefully not. But yeah. Oh, dude, I saw this. You were talking about kids. I saw this. It was on Instagram on something and I thought it was the coolest idea. These parents set up on their kitchen table, it's almost like a beer pong setup.
One second. Jersey, you gotta turn that down, dude. Jersey's in here just slapping some music.
Oh, she's probably doing TikTok. Oh, it's
Colby.
Oh, Colby's there. I didn't know Colby was there.
Yeah, should I make him come say hi? No, he's working.
Tell him I said hi.
I hear you, Gina. Hello, Gina.
Oh, okay. no, but
I totally forgot that you were in there, Colbs.
He's just so quiet. Yeah.
He got here last night. I picked him up from the airport at 11:55 p.m.
Oof. Okay. Get some content.
We were planning our day or whatever, and I've got to take Jersey to her. They're having their dance competition today, and they're only allowing one person per dancer to be there.
Oh, because of COVID?
Yeah, which is like such a bummer. Although I went and dropped her off to class the other day so I could go in and ask her teacher some questions, which fun fact, her hip hop teacher was mine.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. He taught my classes and I was a long time ago. All the little kids were like, you know, talking about how they were so upset. Like, only my mom can come and not my dad. And I was like, man, that would suck.
Yeah.
But we were joking. We're like, for sure, all the dads are like, oh, darn.
Oh, well. Yeah, shoot. I'll go golfing.
I have a lot to do anyways around the house.
You said your hip hop teacher was the same guy. And I was just imagining this little old man like doing hip hop dances.
Nah, he was pretty young when he was teaching us. Yeah. How old is he probably? He's probably now. He wasn't that much older than me. He's probably in his like mid late 40s.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's not old.
I'm taking her to her recital, not recital. I said it again, her competition, because I'm her one, because Lexi's also competing, my sister's daughter, but I'm like the only person that hasn't been able to watch them dance like in a competition or a presentation or whatever. But I've got to do that today at 2:00. I was telling Colby, okay, so I'll probably work out a little bit in the morning. Me and Gina are podcasting at 10. And then this morning I woke up at a decent time, but I was not ready to be moving. And then I finally came downstairs. I went downstairs and my parents weren't up yet. So I was like, I'm going back to bed. Went downstairs and it was like 8:30. And Colby's, you know, showered, having breakfast. And I look at him and I'm like getting coffee. And I was like, hey, if you can't tell, I'm probably going to work out after the podcast.
You're like, my morning's not going.
He's like, yeah, no, I couldn't tell. But so got to do that today.
Oh, so I want to tell you this thing that I saw. So these parents took toilet paper and it's set up like a beer pong, but it's only one side. So they have all the toilet paper. It's almost like, you know, when you rack pool balls. So it's like in a triangle, and because they're all up against each other, there's like little gaps in between the toilet paper.
Yeah.
All of those have a piece of paper with a chore written on it. And then the kids from the other side of the table bounce the ping pong ball. And if they get the ping pong ball into the toilet paper hole, like the roll, they don't have to do a chore. But if it goes in between, they have to do the chore that's written on that piece of paper. It's so awesome. And like none of the kids were getting it. I think one kid, so it's like four siblings, and one of them, you know, gets take the trash out or, you know, vacuum or something like that. And then the last kid won and he had, and it's like, Bobby, no chores. Oh. I thought it was so cute.
How did you used to do chores growing up? And then how did you do it for your kids?
They just had to clean their room and then they had to help with dishes. And so they didn't really have a chore chart. We had an actual Saturday. We had a list of chores that we had to do. And I hated mine because not only did we have to clean our rooms and our bathrooms and all that, we had this big, you remember my old house?
Yeah.
That's the house that we were living in when I had this chore, because we bought from my parents. That wooden railing that went all the way from the upstairs down, I had to dust it. I had to do the whole upstairs and then down, but that was the worst part because my mom was so particular about how I did it. I had to start at the top and then I had to dust every single little rung from the top to the bottom. I couldn't do it from the bottom to the top because then the dust would fall down.
Yeah.
And then she'd go and they had all these little ridges.
Yeah.
And then my mom would go and then she would test every single one.
I could just see your mom like, okay, you're done. Oh, you're done. You finished? And then she pulls out of her pocket like these gloves.
White glove.
She puts one on to just.
Just trying to screw my Saturday. Couldn't do anything else until all the chores were done.
We would do obviously clean up your room, but it was usually on a weekend. And my sisters would make a list. So they'd make on a piece of paper, write our names, and they'd write down all the chores and kind of like divvy them up. And we would do it that way, which made it kind of fun. I like tasks, like being able to like go and be like, I finished.
Right. Front check off. It off. I get a gold star.
For a while, I would have to clean the bathroom because we shared a bathroom. The house I grew up in, it was 2 full baths and then 4 bedroom, 3 rooms. And there was 4 kids, my parents. And I would clean the bathroom. And then finally, I didn't do it very many times, like maybe 2 times. And Lacey was so livid with me that I never had to clean it again because I didn't do a good enough job.
Well, that's...
But like how my mom had us clean the bathroom was like full on like toothbrush scrubbing.
Right.
And so because I wasn't good enough at it, I never had to do it again. So instead, I had to clean up all the dog poop. That was my chore.
We were talking about that. Ruby's job.
Ruby's.
Like, you guys, for my birthday one year, my dad literally got me a pooper scooper with a bow on it. Awesome. And I wasn't even mad about it, but I also was like, please tell me there's something else.
Yeah, yeah. This isn't it, right?
Dude, picking up poop in the summertime.
You say poop funny.
Poop.
Picking poop? Up poop.
Picking up poop?
No, I think it's the way you like accent it.
Poop. 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 Poop.
Poop.
God, that, now I'm just thinking that weird, that poop. Words. Anyway, summertime in Utah. You got to stay ahead of the poop.
Almost I can imagine. Oh my gosh.
And like, we didn't, it wasn't, I'm like, my mom always does it at my parents' house here because she's like, she's home and the dogs will go out, go to the poop, and she will pick it up like daily, right? Always keeps it clean. And there's also lots of kids out there playing now. When I was growing up, we would be at school and doing our activities all day into the evening. So really you would do it on like the weekend.
Mm-hmm. So it's just piled up.
A lot of poop out there. Oh yeah. Whole lot of it. I didn't mind it in the wintertime. Wintertime, it was just frozen. Summertime, woof. Not good.
No.
No.
Hot, steamy poops.
Okay. So, the Justice League Snyder Cut was released.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Have you watched it yet? You did.
I took video of it. So awesome. I loved it because it just showed more of what you did.
Yeah. Hayden, he watched the day it was released and he was like, texting me. He's like, I think I saw you in this other thing. And I was like, what were we doing? And he told me and I was like, oh yeah, that was me. Cause we didn't film a ton.
Justice League. Were you in Justice League originally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the Snyder cut. So basically when I filmed the Justice League, Zack Snyder was the director.
Oh, okay. I'm getting the two mixed up between Wonder Woman and Justice League. Because in the part with the wall is Justice League.
It is Justice League.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know at what point. I know that, you know, if people aren't aware, I know the story's already out, but like Zack had some family, he lost his daughter, but like this, a lot of family stuff was happening. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure all of the, I mean, it's, that's way, 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 way above my pay grade.
Right.
I'm right there at like working for free.
Extra number four.
Extra number four.
Oh.
But they had brought someone else in and there was, I mean, they've been trying to get this Snyder Cut release for a couple of years. It's been a long time. And so it's 4 hours.
Yeah. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched your part.
Oh, I love you. I am going to watch it. I have heard that it's, obviously, I'm not going to say it's so much better, but I've heard it's a whole lot better.
Well, I think it delves more into the individual characters than it did in the first movie. Yeah.
100%. When we went and saw the first movie, when we watched it, that was one thing that I found. I mean, it needed to be longer.
Mm-hmm.
To try and take the concept of that story and having all of these characters and not do really any character development in the story. Everything is rushed. I definitely didn't really care for the first one. But what I had heard about This one, not only does it do that, clearly because it's 4 hours long, but also it's rated R. And so I think that there's a lot more, I can't remember what Hayden actually said, but probably more like gore, or if like there's fight scenes or dying, there's probably more blood and
more exciting
things like that. Yeah. And I think it's probably a little bit more dark, which I like. I like movies like that.
Me too.
Yeah. I like,
yeah,
like
me that. Too.
So I'm excited to see it. And also apparently I get a little more screen time because more of the scenes that we actually filmed for the movie have been included in this movie.
Yeah, no, it's definitely more. It's really awesome. You did a great job. Great job, babe.
Thanks.
Job,
babe. Thanks.
Hey, man. For our listeners that don't know what you're talking about.
I was an Amazon in the movie, The Justice League.
And Wonder Woman.
And Wonder Woman, the first one. And they just released the newest Justice League. It's called the Snyder Cut. That's because Zack Snyder was the original director on that. And he's an incredible person. He's an incredible director, but also hands down between the two movies that I did, I had the best experience working with him. So it was very cool.
And I got to visit you.
Yep. That's when Gina got to come out and see me and hang out.
That was very cool. Great experience.
I'm going to watch it. 4 hours. Me and Colby, I was like, dude, we might have to take an intermission. Like two hours in, take a break, go back two more hours.
Watch it like it's a series.
I'm trying to think about, I know I've seen a couple other movies that are pretty long, like 3-4 hours.
What was the one with Robert De Niro that I hated?
Irishman?
Yes.
The Irishman?
Yes.
Yeah.
That movie was so, I just hated it. Some people are I loved that movie.
Yeah. It was slow.
It was slow and long. And you
talked about this one scene. And it's when I think it's Robert De Niro character. He basically goes down to this market to like beat up some guy.
Yeah.
But what you didn't like is like, they're all really old, but they're playing characters that are a lot younger.
Yeah. And you would never like see that. Women doing that.
That's what it was. You were like, they would never cast women for that.
Yeah. And I think, is Joe Pesci in that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fine, but I think that, I don't know. It just was irritating to me that women, you never see older women getting roles and playing themselves younger. You know, they would get somebody else to play them younger, and all these guys are playing as if they're in their 30s and they're old.
They're old.
and again, that's fine, but I just felt like it was a little sexist.
Yeah. I watched it, but that also was the time I watched it, and like,
you watched it at home, though. I sat in a movie theater. I think I left the movie theater, went next door and got some rosé and brought it back over.
Yeah. I watched it when I was sick for a week, like not leaving my couch. So I was like, what should I watch? Well, I could watch this movie that's way too long. How can I use up all these hours in a day that I'm by myself during COVID, or it was before COVID actually, that I'm by myself at home and I can't leave and I feel so sick, I can't get off the couch. Well, I guess I'll watch this 4-hour movie that's really slow. sounds like a great afternoon.
Yeah. All right. We want to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
We're going to wrap this up, guys. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And I'm coming out there. So we'll get together and we'll not have to.
We're going to podcast in person. If you guys would actually do us a favor, send us some emails of maybe some guests that you would love for us to try and reach out to have on the show. And also, we had seen an email of an idea that someone said that we should open a P.O. box so that you guys could send us stuff or letters, but stuff that we could actually open and maybe review on our podcast, which I think that sounds extremely fun.
That would be. We got to set one up.
We just get a bunch of vibrators.
We talk about that. We bring them on.
I'll just massage your back with it.
No, I know. There's so many things that we constantly go, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And we're going to go do merch. Well, we did finally get the Instagram up. But
we did do Instagram. We are going to work on merch. And to be frank, you guys, I'm in like a really difficult period of my life right now, in between two places, trying to buy a house. You know, this is just how it is. So we're working on it. I'm working on a lot of things, man. I have a laundry list of things that I could do better. Working on it.
I could do better.
That I need to do better, that I better figure out how to do better, or I won't be having a house near you.
I just blew snot out of my nose. Oh my God. All right. Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to
rate, review, subscribe.
Five star rating.
Five star warning.
Five star warning. And we'll see you guys, talk to you guys next week.
See you and talk to you next week.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.